Tanzina Vega back with you on The Takeaway. And we need to talk about the hashtag Justice for Nora. It's referring to a death sentence case in Sudan that's bringing international condemnation from human rights groups and on social media. Last week, Nora Hussein, a 19-year-old Sudanese woman, was sentenced to death for killing her husband after he allegedly attempted to rape her. And that wasn't the first time he tried. Hussein was in a forced marriage, and she claimed she acted in self-defense when she killed her husband. Yasmin Hassan is the Global Executive Director of Equality Now. That's an international human rights organization that works to promote the rights of women and girls. Equality Now is campaigning to get the government of Sudan to drop all of the charges against Nora Hussein. Yasmin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Give us the background about Nora Hussein.
So Nora Hussein, she is a young woman from Sudan who was a student, wanted to study. Her father concluded a marriage contract for her at age 16, which she protested. She did not want to get married, and in protest, she ran away to her aunt's house in a city that was far away from her parents' house. She left for 3 years, and then her father basically tricked her back to his house, saying that he had canceled the marriage contract. She came back, and at this point, she was basically put in an apartment with this guy who was her so-called husband, who then tried to consummate the marriage, and Nora resisted for 4 days. On the fifth day, this guy got his two brothers and a nephew to hold Nora down while he raped her. It's horrific. And these three men stayed the whole night in the apartment with Nora and her so-called husband. The next day, the husband came back and wanted to have sex with her again. She resisted. He got a knife, from what we hear, and he tried to rape her again. During that rape, she took the knife and stabbed him twice. Then she was hysterical, ran to her parents' house, and the father denounced her and turned her over to the police. We hear that it was very hard for her to get legal representation in this case. The judge first appointed a lawyer who refused to take the case. So initially, Nora had to defend herself in court. And then during the case, another lawyer was found who then represented her. But a few days ago, the court passed the judgment of first-degree murder and a sentence of hanging for Nora. At this point, Nora's husband's relatives were reached out to, because under the Islamic law of qisas and diyat, which literally means retribution or compensation, the murdered person's family can decide to either forgive the murderer or take compensation, or that is blood money for the murder, or call for the execution. And Nora's husband's family has called for the execution of Nora.
Now, how common are these cases in Sudan, both what happened to Nora and her resistance to what happened to her?
We don't hear that much about the resistance. The society in Sudan is very patriarchal. The legal system backs a father's right to marry a girl and then a husband's right to wife obedience, basically. Wife obedience is in the law of Sudan. And also, there is no crime of marital rape. So a man has the right to have sex with his wife whenever he pleases. So these cases are not that common, but what we are hearing from our partners on the ground, there are other cases like this, which I am not at right now at liberty to speak about. But I think there will be a sea change in Sudan, we are hoping, after Nora's case.
Does Nora have any other recourse? Can she seek refuge in another country? What are her other options?
Well, the refuge at another country will only happen once she is freed, because right now she is, number one, facing the death penalty, which we are trying to get off the table. So that's the first thing. The second thing will be to then get charges against her dropped, or for her to win her appeal and be freed. Once she is freed, we don't believe she will be safe in Sudan. And at that point, we have groups on the ground who are trying to figure out what countries could take her and how we get her out of Sudan. So I think it's many steps still that process. So the first thing is just to get the death penalty off the table and save her life.
Yasmin Hassan is Global Executive Director of Equality Now. Yasmin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.